Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you who are listening to the Monday Night Blind Motivational Show. And each week we have various guests that come onto the show to help you as an Avon, your Avon business to the next level. Well, I tell you, the months are going by so quickly. As you know, we're about to approach Father's Day that's coming up this Sunday coming up. And if you haven't done so already, you should be offering to your customers
gift ideas for that very special person in their life. What I've done, I've noticed that in our Avon book for the last couple of campaigns, some of the men's things were on sale. If you took advantage of that, that's great, because that's what we're going to talk about in my first part of the show. The fire must and the regular must green, they were both on sale, and it came with the saving moisturizer. Came with, you got two items, which was very good. So you could do one or two things with those items. You could either break them up or sell it as a set. Now, if you decide to break up the set, what you would do, figure out how much it costs and price points, and then take the other items that you have in your in your inventory. So you may have men's deodorant you may want to pair it up with. You can go to the dollar store and buy the little scrunchy thing. That makes a very good gift item to put in a gift. Shoehorns are always wonderful for men. You can go to a dollar store and buy a shoehorn. I tell you, the dollar store is really, really my friend, because they have sporting stuff. If you go Five Below, which is another great store, that's a chain that you can find in many places. You can get, like, key rings. You can get things like accessories for glasses. I would stock up at the dollar store and buy Father's Day cards. And I don't know about where you are, but where I live, there's also like a little gift box that has a gift certificate in it. This is what I found at the dollar store. And you can also, and I'll explain this a little later, you can also have that ready for your customers for that special person in their life. So let's say you're making a basket, and you can make a basket out of anything. But if your funds are short and you don't want to buy a lot of stuff, you can go to the dollar store and you can get a clear cake plate. The plate that you have, a dessert plate, they're smaller than a regular plate. It's almost like the size of a cup, the saucer of a cup and saucer. And you take that clear, buy it clear, and you take our literature bags that we have, and you take the plate and you face it downward, so the bottom of the plate is facing you when you put it inside the bag. And then you can glue in, not glue, but take scotch tape and make it double. And you can put different items in and stack it. So you can put like that little, like if you're breaking up the set of the must, you would take maybe the must itself and put that in, and that could be like the base, which would be the main focus of that particular basket. Then you could take the little things, like I mentioned before. You could take a Father's Day card, and you could put it in the back of that. You could put in there maybe the footworks. That would be another nice little item you could add to that little basket. And you could also maybe add from the dollar store a keychain, or something that has their little sport thing that they like. Another thing you can do, a lot of men like, I have a customer, I'm jumping all over the place. So then you take that, and you take, at the dollar store they have the shredded confetti paper, and you can buy them in all colors. I would suggest buying a color that's more manly, like maybe a navy blue, or even silver or gold, and you can sprinkle that at the around the that's a filler, and then take the top of the bag and tie it with a ribbon, preferably to match the filler that you have put in, a little confetti you put at the bottom of the table of the plate, and then you can curl. Once you tie it, then you can take your scissor thing, make the curl so that it will cascade down the front of the bag, and you'll be surprised to be very, very pleased. So that's one of the things I would suggest. And another thing I would suggest is, that little box. If you don't see the box, you can certainly create a box. You can actually gift wrap the box. You can go on the computer, particularly Microsoft Publisher, and they have templates. So the one that says gift certificate, and you can make your gift certificate, or if you find it at the dollar store, you can buy it. It's already created. And you can say, $25 gift certificate on any Avon products. So the person will buy this gift certificate for that special person in their life. And then that person, once they get that item, they can come to you and they can redeem the items of their choice, when they bring in that particular gift certificate. So that's one of the things you can do as well. Another thing you can do, going back to the dollar store, they have mugs. And you can get one that you think looks more manly, and some of them are sports, and some of them have, like, cute little sayings in them. And what you can do is, I have a client who absolutely loves the lip balms. So if you have a bunch of lip balms, I would say throw them in there, maybe throw a hand lotion in there and that little thing, but really try to fill it with lip balms. And then, again, you can put that little pretty confetti-type paper inside, and then take your clear literature bag again and knot it at the top, and then take whatever color confetti you have in the cup, and then let some of it hang out so, you can see it. Tie that same color ribbon at the top, and that makes a wonderful, wonderful gift. Another thing you can do for your Father's Day treat is you can have what is called like a Father's Day pledge. And this pledge is what the wife is saying or the girlfriend is saying to the person they're giving. And then the pledge that I promised on Sunday, I will give out what pamper you and here are all the items I'm going to pamper you with. And you could have the footworks in there so you can give them a nice foot massage. Go again to the dollar store and get a foot wand so they can do the feet. And then you can also include the hand lotion so they give them a nice hand massage. And then, naturally they have you can have a cologne in there so they can smell good. So you can, that's one of the things you can do. What I do with some of my customers, I ask them to give me a price range of what they want to spend. And that's really the best way to really do if you can. And so what I do, I usually try to keep a lot of things on hand, like extra lotions, like as I mentioned before. I always keep the lip balms on hand. Because it's Father's Day, I started collecting a lot of the colognes because I knew that was coming up. And so they say they want a $30 basket. You can go a little crazy, and you can put even maybe a more expensive cologne, but if the cologne is expensive, then the basket is going to be smaller because you don't have that many items. So, for example, if somebody said they want a $25 basket and the cologne that you're going to put in is $23, well, you only got $2 left to work with. You can maybe put two lip balms in, so it won't be as attractive. But however, if you bought like the Prestige, which was on sale like for $11, then you could put maybe some footwork in there, some lip balm, and even a little scrunchie, and that will look nice and full, and it's in the woman's the person. So really kind of work with the client. I don't try to sell them the basket that I have already made, although I try to make my baskets on the spot. So then, let my customers feel as though they're actually custom made for them. But don't get me wrong, when I'm vending, I do have pre-made baskets. But for the most part, I try to custom make my gift baskets for my customers. And one of the things you may want to do is, today is Monday, Wednesday, send out an email blast. Send out a text to all your customers and say, Father's Day is how many days later? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 5 days late, 5 days before Father's Day. Gift baskets are available. You may want to put price range, $10, $20, $25, $30, your choice. You'd be surprised. A lot of times people don't want to be bothered. And so, you're taking the time. And then you take the time to make the basket for me as a sigh of relief for them. And also what I do, in making the baskets for when I tell my customer I have gift baskets made available, if you take credit cards, I make mention of that. I make mention that they can select whatever price range basket that they want. This way they don't feel like, they're limited to picking whatever basket that's there. You may want to just, I provide custom baskets made to order. And then you may want to make suggestions, because sometimes people forget about people, for your husband, your son, your boyfriend, your boss, your coworker, your best friend, your neighbor, your child's teacher. Sometimes they forget, but when you put those things in, they say, "Oh yeah, I do have to get that gift for that person," and then they will certainly go ahead and order it from you. Again, look through your Avon book. It's probably too late to order something, but you can probably reach out to the other Avon representative in your downline, upline, or in your district to see if they have anything on hand that you can maybe buy, because they may have bought too many of that particular item. If your order hasn't come in, if your order is going in, like say today, you still have time, because you should get your order by Friday. You still have time to place an order. And I tell you some great items that were in the book that would make wonderful gift items. And one of them is, I love it, love it, love it, love it. I bought it for myself. It was the tripod for your cellular phone. So if you want to do selfies, but I'm going to use mine for videos. So that was a very, very good item. And it wasn't that much money. I can't remember what the price was. And another item that was good that Avon was selling was the men's phone valet with the organizer. That was another excellent item. And then one of my customers brought something to my attention. I was really surprised. I didn't know that. He bought the sterling silver cross, and he bought the necklace, the chain necklace that came with the matching chain bracelet. He said that those things never change. I mean, it stays. It's made out of stainless steel, and it hits the man at the right length in terms of the neckline. And so those are they make wonderful, wonderful gifts. You may want to buy one or two of those. And again, the items, the colognes that were on sale was the Perceived. That was on sale. I think of $11, and which I think is normally $23. And then the Musk Marine and the Must Fire, I think they were both $9.99, but it came with two things, so that's a good item to buy. Certainly the footwork bungles are always a good thing to buy for men. And hand lotions, because men need hand lotions to put in their car. Lip balms is a great item for men. Still have to place the order tonight, I would suggest getting these items for your Father's Day. And there was one more thing I wanted to mention to order, and this just left my train of thought. Oh. And then again, don't be afraid to go on the computer, Microsoft under Publisher. you can create gift certificates. If you have not been able to find the gift certificate pre-made boxes at the dollar store, if you're making your own gift certificate, go to Staples, because Staples have the envelopes for the gift certificates. And I think they're a postcard size. I think that's a 5.5 envelope size, I think it's called. So, you know, you may want to buy those. Even if you buy a box of 100, you know, I mean, you're going to be in Avon for a long haul. You know, you might as well go ahead and buy it, because you can always use for Father's Day, Mother's Day. Graduations is coming up as well. Oh, that's right, graduation, proms, bridal gifts. Some of those items make wonderful, wonderful bridal gifts. We didn't even get into that. When the bridal party is a part of the wedding, you know, it's customary that the bride gives those people who participated in the wedding a gift. And certainly some of our Avon jewelry would make a wonderful, wonderful gift to give to the bridesmaid. And the, like I said, those sterling silver chains would make a wonderful gift for the men. If you have the opportunity, again, if you're ordering, and you still have an opportunity to order tonight, I would suggest ordering some of those men's slippers. Give them an extra large, because, I mean, you know, they probably will fit. And for the men. And there was one other thing. If you can afford it, maybe get one of those watches, because they had those on sale for men. And again, these would make wonderful, wonderful, wonderful gifts. Oh, and I almost forgot. The toolkit, I think it's a 10-in-1, whatever that makes an excellent gift. I have some men who, when they look through my Avon book, that's one of the things they, the 3-in-1 tool, they love it. They absolutely love it. So, you know, that's something you can give them as well. That would be nice paired up with some hand lotion, because after they work on their tools, they got to clean their hands. So you may want to give them the hand lotion as well as the hand soap, which is in the catalog this campaign. Sometimes it's not in there, but it happens to be in there because I saw it. So you may want to, you could put that as a bundle together for your clients. So let me see what time is it, because if we have a few more minutes, I can go into a little bit. We have a few more minutes, and I want to point out some of the items that you can give people for in the school year, because, you know, a lot of times children like to give their teachers a gift for at the end of the school year. And so one of the things you can give them, and you still have time to order, place this order, is because school year ends at the end of the month, they have a lot of perfumes. They have a perfume set bungles. And I don't know if I saw it in the What's New, but go back in your catalogs, and they had the Staples, which was the what you call it, Sweet Honesty. I saw the Haku set. I saw one bundle of a mixture of the Sweet Honesty, Odyssey, and that whole little set. You know, you may want to buy something like that, and then, you know, if a parent wants to give gifts to their teachers, this would make wonderful teachers' gifts, end of the school year gift. And if it's a male, you know, once again, that tripod, I mean, I think it was like $7.99, something like that. I mean, definitely that would be a gift that a male or a female teacher would really love to enjoy. So that may be something you may want to have, you know, put aside in your inventory for those possible gifts. And again, just like I had mentioned that on Wednesday, you should send out an email blast in reference to Father's Day gift sets and baskets available. You may next week want to send out another email blast or a text blast to your Avon customer, your loyal Avon customers, and let them know that you are that you also have teachers in the school gifts for their teachers. I mean, they might as well, they have to buy it. They might as well buy it from you. And I would also, I would include reasonable price. And I would say, I would also add free gift wrapping. And, you know, again, your gift wrapping could just mean that you take, once again, the that plate that you get from the dollar store. I think you get like, I think you get like 25 in a plate or 10 in a package, and you turn it upside down. Whatever the items you're going to put in there, double side tape it onto your bottom of the plate, and put all the items in there, strategically put them in so they look very nice, create some kind of design, and then sprinkle the confetti around so it can fill up the blanks. If you don't know how to make gift baskets, if you don't know how to, and everything doesn't have to be a basket, like I mentioned, the plate, but any kind of container can be used as a gift holding item. I mentioned before the mug for the men. It could be a pot. It could be a flower pot. That could be that could be an item, the Avon item. So anything that you could think of that's a container can be used as a, for lack of a better word, as a basket. Then what I would do, once you have all your items there, another thing I like to buy also is the color tissue paper. Because what I do, so I don't use so much of the confetti because it's expensive, I would take regular newspaper, I would put it at the bottom, I'll crunch it up, make a ball, and put it at the bottom of the base if I'm filling up a basket. And then I'll take the tissue paper of the color where, you know, I'm trying to make everything coordinated, and I put the tissue paper on top of the newspaper so they don't see that I'm not wasting so much tissue paper. And then I sprinkle that with the sprinkling of the confetti paper, and then I put my my items with a double-sided tape in the basket or the container in which I'm using. And then I seal it up with, you can get a basket bag, which I love, and they have them at the dollar store. And then I put, you know, I close it up with the wrapping ribbon, which, again, you can find at the dollar store. Now, I was not a pro at making baskets, so if you're freaking out, don't. What I would do, I would sit on my bed, and I would watch YouTube and watch videos of how to make gift baskets. And trust me, you will learn a lot. It's a wealth of information. And what's great about it, if you don't understand something, you can stop it. You can rewind it and go back. So I would strongly recommend you go into YouTube, and then there's an opportunity for you to search. And in the search, you just type in creating or making gift baskets. And again, you'll learn a lot. And you could also write and type in there creating or designing or making Avon gift baskets. And that's where I learned how to do the plate upside down. You learned a lot of tricks. And I'll give you one. When you take the bag that you're gonna, if you use the bag that's a basket bag, and you, once you close up at the top, you have all that air. If you just clip the corners, all the air's come out. And then you can just tape it to the side. So that's like all underneath, which that's a great tip. Now again, I've learned that on the on YouTube. So. With that being said, it's almost time for us to end the session, so I hope that you found this to be helpful. And if you did not have the opportunity, or if you don't have the opportunity to create the gift baskets for your customer because you know short of time, you could also suggest to your client that if they're going to order something for that's over $35 in sales, that if they go, and you can walk them through it, walk them through the going on to registering on your website, and having them pay for the item and let that item go to them directly, because they will get that item in 3 days. If you have already placed your order and your customer wants these particular items, you know, don't freak out. You know, they can still order. They can order like up to like Wednesday, really, because they'll have it in 3 days. So that's something you can do as well. You can offer to your customers, ones who are like Johnny Come Lately. Make it happen. If you don't do it this year, Father's Day is coming around every year. So these are things that, you know, as Avon representative, we should start planning for. And what I do, like if I know Father's Day is coming, you know, weeks before I start looking for the sales. Because, you know, they start these Father's Day sales, if it's in June, they start these sales in April. So, you know, and I start putting little things aside, picking them up, listening to what my customers are saying, and, you know, picking those things and things that are popular. You know, there's certain men cologne that is just popular, one being Mesmerize. And you can't go wrong with having Mesmerize in your inventory. Black Suede is another one. For older men, they love that Wild Country. Those are things that you just can't go wrong with. You know, that it's not like you can get stuck with those. So if you say, I don't know which colognes to buy to try to keep, you know, and when gift season time, like Father's Day or Christmas or birthdays, those are ones that I would suggest. Mesmerize, number one. A Wild Country for the older men, and Black Suede. And somebody wants to spend a little money, Luck for Men is a very nice fragrance. So with that, everyone, I'm tired. I hope that you had a wonderful week. I hope that moving forward, the week has come. I hope you have a great week. You know that next week, we have Shirley. Shirley hasn't been on this. I don't think Shirley's been on for a while because we've missed her. So she'll be on next week to give us some great tips and advice on helping us with our Avon business. So everyone, I hope that you have a wonderful evening and make it happen and send out those email blasts. Stay in contact with your customers. You owe it to yourself and you owe it to your customers. Thank you. Good night.